Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Special Campaign 5.0, Institutionalizing Swachhata and Reducing Pendency in Administration. The participants are V. Srinivas, Secretary, Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, DARPG, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent.
The Special Campaign 5.0 is an initiative of the Government of India, and it was launched by the Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, DARPG. It focuses on cleanliness, institutional swachhata, and reducing pendency in the government functioning. Today, to discuss all of this, we are joined by a very, very special guest in our studios. Welcome to Akashvani News.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
Before we dive deep into the subject, I would like you to explain this to us, and can you elaborate on the goals and objectives of the Special Campaign 5.0 and why is it so important right now?
The Special Campaign 5.0 is the fifth year of conducting the campaign for institutionalizing swachhata and minimizing pendency in government. It is the vision of Honorable Prime Minister that we institutionalize swachhata in eliminating clutter and creating clean and efficient work environment, as also to reduce pendency by ensuring references from citizens are addressed promptly. So the campaign works on a saturation approach and covers all PSUs, government offices, ministries and departments, as also defense establishments and overseas missions and posts. Since 2021, over 12 lakh office sites have been cleaned and 696 lakh square feet of space freed, and 137 lakh files have been weeded out, and a revenue of ₹3,296 crores has been earned from scrap disposal. The focus of the special campaigns have been digitization, improved management of office space, environmental friendly practices, inclusivity measures, sanitation protocols, and waste disposal mechanisms. So we now have a new thinking that office spaces can be aesthetically beautiful, clutter-free, and improve the work environment.
Can you also elaborate with specific activities that are being undertaken in this particular phase?
This preparatory phase would continue up to 30th September. The implementation phase will be taken up from October 2nd to October 31st, that is from Gandhiji's Jayanti to Sardar Patelji's Jayanti. In the preparatory phase, nodal officers are appointed, trainings are conducted, pending matters and cleanliness sites are identified, and also inventories for scrap disposal are prepared. So the initial phase would focus on identifying the pendency, and thereafter the implementation phase we will have cleanliness drives, weeding of files, actual grievance disposal, as also scrap management on saturation basis, and daily progress is monitored through a dedicated portal called the SCDPM portal.
Also, I would request you to explain this to us, that what strategies will be employed during this particular phase?
Every ministry and department will appoint nodal officers. It will mobilize field staff and operate in a saturation mode right down to the field formations. So daily progress is monitored, and leadership is provided by the cabinet ministers as also by the secretaries to Government of India. The monitoring is taken up at the cabinet secretariat and prime minister's office levels, and the leadership that comes on a day-to-day basis comes from the nodal officers, who are largely joint secretaries and additional secretaries, who will coordinate with the field functionaries to implement this campaign.
You explained in detail to us about the approach which will be taken up. But can you also explain how it will work in the field offices?
The saturation approach ensures that every office, be it attached, subordinate, autonomous, big or small, central or field level, participates in the Swachhata campaign, including all overseas missions and posts. So we have all the railway stations, all the post offices, all the Krishi Vigyan Kendras, all the military establishments, each one of them right down to the village level has participated in the campaign, and it also includes several northeastern states who have come forward along with union territories to implement and participate in this campaign.
What innovative measures have been undertaken in previous campaigns and what other measures are being undertaken to reduce pendency, especially in public-facing offices?
Each special campaign had a number of best practices, and the special campaign 3.0 that was taken up in 2023 was the third campaign that pushed the saturation approach to remote offices. So it expanded the campaign to over 2.5 lakh office spaces, freed about 164 lakh square feet of office space, and earned 56 crores from scrap disposal. But there were a number of innovations that came out. For example, the Department of Posts created a cafeteria called Firangipani of old furniture. Railways set up a plastic Rakshasa to indicate the campaign against single-use plastic. Similarly, we had the Vidyanjali initiative, which refurbished computers which were donated to rural schools. Then anti-plastic drives. We also had waste-to-wealth creations that were created. Then came Special Campaign 4.0 in 2024, which was much larger in size, scale, and learning paradigms. And we had a coverage of more than 5.97 lakh office spaces across India. And it freed up about 190 lakh square feet of office space. And scrap disposal was over 650 crore rupees earnings. In fact, railways organized the rail chopals. Then Ministry of Coal, the Coal India Limited, came up with AI-based trash bins. Then waste-to-art installations were witnessed in several National Council of Science Museum, as also in several PSUs. And then the Swachh ATM was established by the Ministry of Housing. In terms of pendency also, what we had seen was that there has been a steep reduction in terms of pending matters, particularly MPs' letters, as also in terms of public grievances, where more than 5 lakh public grievances have been redressed. In fact, the grievance redressal time was brought down from 30 days to 21 days. And we've seen some of the minimalist pendencies in terms of public grievances across ministries and departments.
Could you also elaborate more on the role of CP Grams in this particular campaign?
The government has placed a lot of emphasis on effective redressal of public grievances, and the central government's dedicated grievance portal is the Centralized Public Grievances Redressal Management System, that is the CP Grams. On CP Grams, in this special campaign, more than 5 lakh grievances per annum are being redressed in each campaign. And the CP Grams has adopted advanced technologies, including AI-based root cause analysis, as also use of regional languages on Bhashani, feedback call centers, and is available at all common service centers, which allows rural citizens to file grievances locally. So it has been one of the biggest state-of-the-art grievance redressal platforms in the world for a citizen-government interface.
If I would like to ask you, could you explain what were the key learnings from Special Campaign 4.0, and are they being applied in this particular Special Campaign 5.0 as well?
Special Campaign 4.0 was perhaps the largest Swachhta campaign that was seen in office spaces in India, covering 5.97 lakh office spaces and freeing 190 lakh square feet and earning 650 crore scrap disposal. The leadership by cabinet ministers, by the ministers of state and secretaries to government of India, personally leading the cleanliness drives, as also the initiatives for reducing pendency, inspired officials across levels. We've seen a number of best practices, as I pointed out, rail chopals to engage citizens, and Swachh ATMs, as also the awareness against use of single-use plastic. So each of these is being replicated into the Special Campaign 5.0, which we propose will be broader, smarter, and more impactful.
Also, can you just throw some light on the very factor that how has the office culture changed in the last decade with a focus on Swachhata?
There has been a significant change in terms of office spaces, which now look aesthetically pleasant, more digitized as also more citizen-friendly. And record management practices have strengthened through systemic weeding and modernization of record rooms by adoption of compactors, as also digitization and archiving and transfer of historical records to the National Archives of India. E-Office has ensured faster file disposal, so clean, organized record rooms now symbolize transparency and efficiency. Overall, what we are witnessing is a two-third reduction in pendency levels across government. More than 200,000 files have been transferred to the National Archives of India, and an exhibition, Sushasan or Abhilekh, is being set up in collaboration with the National Archives of India to present the historical records to the people of India.
Also, how will you ensure that every grassroots office is also covered?
The responsibility for involving field formations vests with the nodal officers, who are very senior officials in Government of India, additional secretaries and joint secretaries to the Government of India, who will collaborate and coordinate with the field formations, whether it is in military establishments, overseas missions or in urban and rural areas.
Also, how will the campaign make public-facing offices more responsive?
The public-facing offices like income tax offices, hospitals, railway stations, post offices, police stations have been a key area of focus of special campaigns. The aim is to make them cleaner, friendlier and more responsive. These facilities are being upgraded with clean waiting areas, proper signages and organized systems so that citizens are served faster in a more friendly environment. So there have been number of novel initiatives. We had the Chairman Railway Board conducting Rail Chopal at the Ajmeri Gate in New Delhi Railway Station. The Department of Posts is introducing dark chopals to bring officers face-to-face with citizens to hear issues, share information and also undertake cleanliness drives together. Ministries and departments have made initiatives to recognize Safai Mitras, who are the sanitation workers, by providing them better equipment, mechanized cleaning tools to make their work safer and more dignified. The objective, and this year there will be a lot of focus on Sanskar Swachhata and Swabhav Swachhata, which fosters a mindset of cleanliness, as also timely waste disposal, with focus on mechanized cleaning and outreach campaigns to improve service quality. There's also a focus on Cyber Swachhata, with cyber security workshops being held as part of Special Campaign 5.0.
Also, is there any provision or are there any provisions for employee training as well?
Yes, the nodal officers are being trained in record management practices, which is a highly legalistic purpose, and it has a strong legal basis in the Central Secretariat Manual of Office Procedure, as also in the record retention schedules. So the section officers and undersecretaries are constantly trained to understand the guidelines for weeding of record, as also for preservation and conservation of records.
Lastly, since we are progressing towards the end of this episode, I would request you and I would like you to share your message to officials and workers at the grassroots level.
My message to all officials and staff, especially those at the grassroots, is one of gratitude, humility and encouragement. Each one of them is a stakeholder in this journey towards a cleaner and a more efficient government office. The Special Campaign 5.0 is part of the broader mission of governance reform that feeds into our country's vision for Viksit Bharat 2047, when India turns 100, when we envisage to be a developed nation, and having world-class governance standards is a key part of that. What we are doing now in terms of Swachhata campaigns and reducing pendency is actually laying one of the bricks in the foundation of a developed India, which is the vision of Honorable Prime Minister.
Thank you so much for coming to our studios and sparing your valuable time and enlightening us with so much information on this very subject.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Special Campaign 5.0, Institutionalizing Swachhata and Reducing Pendency in Administration. The participants were V. Srinivas, Secretary, Department of Administrative Reforms and Public Grievances, DARPG, and Deeksha Saxena, Akashvani correspondent. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.